If you don't feel like a beer when you're done, you're doing it wrong. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour Craft Beer Podcast. We're here to talk about beer as if we are beer geeks, because we are beer geeks. There's no as if. And I am Mikey.
I am Nick. And he's staring at his phone.
I still have time to say that I'm Matt, but the podcast is not over.
It's over. Ready to go.
Already the Periscope has already killed the podcast. And yes, if you hear the bearded brewer even more distracted than he usually is, it's because we are live broadcasting this through Periscope, and I will try to ignore it because I do not want to forget the podcast fans, and that is why we've never done this live,
and probably never do it again.
Maybe not again. Dorktown, we did it. If everyone remembers Stickcam, we used to do some stick cams on Dorktown.
Holy Dorktown. Shit, that's a while back.
Dorktown. Yeah. But other than that, I'm not a fan of it. I'm always get distracted, and then the podcast suffers. So, but it's National Podcast Day. You got to do something cool, and that's the cool thing we're doing.
Yeah, totally.
Live broadcast.
Works perfectly, 100%.
So we actually have a chat going for the first time ever.
Yep.
So people can tell us we suck in live time. All right. The pre-show beers, what we were drinking before we started the episode. We had first opened a Twisted Manzanita, some leftover beer from Greg, our buddy Greg from SD Beer Talk.
Leftovers never tasted so good.
Prospect Pale from Twisted Manzanita. Nice, nice, solid pale. Solid California pale. And also from Greg, Excoveza Mocha Stout.
Chocoveza.
It
says it right there in the bottom of the bottle.
Sorry. That's,
we're rebels. We
pronounce Chocoveza. It is one of Stone's collab series. And this is the one, it's got Chris Baker and Insurgent. I don't know.
Yeah. Don't you and know, Stone. Bro?
I don't know.
Oh.
This is, so it's a vanilla, peppers, cocoa, coffee,
check,
nutmeg.
Check.
What is stout? What do you guys? You, Nick.
Hello.
Nick, the stout guy.
What?
The Nick, what? The stout guy. What do you think of this? Did you have, is this the first time you had this one?
No, but it's been so long. I'm
had it.
Dig it. I digged it again.
Honey, I digged it again.
Gosh darn it, digged it again.
Oh, honey, I digged it again. Well, pull it out! Mom, I digged it again! Well, get it out! I can't! Call Dad, I need help!
Call Dad. Ma, meatloaf! Now!
See, I don't need to be here.
All right. Bearded Brewer, what did
tangent,
you think
tangent,
of
tangent.
The Mocha Stout?
Every time I go back to Chocoveza, it's good.
Chocoveza.
It's good.
It's good.
So good.
I enjoyed it. It was easy drinking. What is the percentage? It must be low, because I had no problems. Oh, it was 8.1. Yep.
That's so low.
Dude, I'm
is this a session?
I'm pretty tough. Is that a sesh?
This must be a session beer.
8% is the new 5%, bro.
Yeah. It's 26. It's the future. It's almost officially the future.
And the other, back to future. Back to future day is almost here. And we also had from Pipeworks Brewing, Mike from Tioga, trying to clear room in his fridge, dump this on the bearded brewer.
we'll follow him and pick up his loose change.
Yeah, we are glad to do it. Lizard King Mosaic Hopped Pale from Pipeworks Brewing. Pipeworks is out of Chicago. Beer with friends, guys know this well.
Beautiful.
It is damn good beer.
It is nice. I don't expect a nice IPA from anything east of the Sierras, so I was surprised when I liked it. But it's filled with mosaic, so I am in on the Mosaic craze. The summer of Mosaic.
Big Game agrees. Pipeworks is good.
Is good. See, Chad is agreeing.
Chad.
And so now.
Oh, yeah.
New we are up beer. To real time. What's that mean? We need to open
time
a new
for
beer.
Some gold.
I love gold.
Woo, new beer. Oh, this was a big looking out for. Almost a whale.
Ooh.
Greg from SD Beer Talk, SDBeerTalk.com. I didn't even realize how much beer Greg left for us until like the next day. And kind of looked in there and I was like, holy crap. Yeah. He just basically left everything. He didn't like, you know, sometimes reps will come and they'll bring beer and they'll leave a couple and they'll but they'll take like half of them back or whatever. And,
and, I got stuffs to make.
Which
tomorrow.
Is cool and stuff. But like Greg just left everything. And so I was like, holy crap, man. We owe Greg. But this is the El Segundo Brewing. It is the Los Angeles area's El Segundo. Hammerland Double IPA.
Let's see. Hammer don't hurt him.
Let's see if this gets more than 8, like the last one we had.
Oh, another session
8.6.
God damn it.
It is. It's higher, bro. I am going to use this corporate glass from Lagunitas. Corporate brewer, big brewer, Lagunitas.
Does it make your beer taste corporate?
It does, automatically. Look out, El Segundo. They're coming for you.
That glass turns everything into golden road.
That is a bad... I got a heady pour.
Unperfect pour.
It was. It's hard to pour properly when you're podcasting and...
Oh, it sucks.
Video feeding.
Oh, just kidding.
Oh! Whoa, whoa. Spoiler alert, it sucks.
Whoa.
Actually, I do like Lagunitas sucks.
Does it smell like strawberries to anybody else? I smell strawberries.
Forever?
I'm trying to get the aroma. I'm trying to get it running here. I'm not getting it.
Strawberry fields forever.
It smells like Kerns. The Kerns, remember the old Kerns metal can juice drinks?
Mm-hmm. Like they're still around, bro.
The strawberry. Yeah, but they're not in the metal can with the foil pulled out.
Oh. Foil. You don't go to the Madeira spots I go to.
I want to go to these Madeira spots. I want some old Kerns cans.
Mm-hmm. It does taste like a double IPA. It has bitterness to it.
I'm getting strawberry. I don't know what you
But strawberry was there. When I was smelling it, but I'm not tasting it.
And soap. Strawberry soap.
Mm. I'll give you the soap.
Mm.
Mosaic and Simcoe.
I rinse those glasses.
So it's the same two hops. Cause
none of this is
Mosaic
bad.
And Simcoe?
Yeah.
Is Lizard King?
The Lizard King's all Mosaic.
All Mosaic.
Or I think it's all Mosaic.
Hills Bills is in
Mosaic hopped, but usually Mosaic.
It's nice.
But Mosaic and Simcoe are two popular hops to be combined. I haven't tasted them like that.
Mm-hmm. So it is. It's nice. Maybe they got a different grain bill.
Oh, yeah, the grain bill. It's totes adorbs.
It's not quite cat piss. Don't say that. Newscraft.
Man, interaction with the listeners.
Wow. I'm not used to that.
It's
already throwing me off.
Oh, especially because you can't see it.
Yeah, I have no idea, man. No, it's good. I don't want to see it. GABF, we're in the post G8 2015 GABF era.
Gibbeth.
Unfortunately, we don't have a Tioga. I thought Tioga would hit something, get metal.
Metal.
I was assured. I really thought Tioga would metal.
So what you're saying is if the question is Tioga metal? The answer is no.
Metal.
They're not metal.
Metal.
Society picked up a medal.
Yeah.
Two medals.
Oh, two.
All yeah. Right.
What is our boys at society? Our everybody's friend.
Everybody's friend.
Society.
I'd have to look. I was too jealous, and I was just like, screw you guys. No, I'm not upset.
I can't even look at this. The one local thing, the only local one I saw was Central Coast Brewing for their pale. I think they won gold. Mm-hmm.
I think Firestone hit one for Parabola, too.
Oh, fucking Firestone. Wow.
Firestone
got
count
five
anymore.
Fucking medals is
oh,
okay. what they did.
Gotcha. Yeah. Oh, Pivo Pills got one.
Pivo, DBA, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but Parabola, man. That's their.
Oh, Hammerhead, their double, their IPA that's not in town.
Oh, that, the. Oh, I've had that one. I've had it.
But it won a medal.
I don't know if that's metal or.
But that's the thing. I'm like, beer I haven't had from Firestone, got a medal, whatever.
Yeah, that's the tap room. I always have it when I'm there because it's the tap room only. I'm like, okay, what do you have that is only in the tap room?
Wait, I only drink your gold medal beers. Do you have a gold medal flight?
What are your metal beers?
That was my Mike Griffith, he posted
that guy.
Like, he posted a photo. He's like, "Look at us! I'm proud to work for this company, the metals." And I was like, "Dude, was your broom gold plated as you guys were sweeping those things up?"
Hey,
whoa! I meant it.
Boom. I wondered though, like, where I'm wondering, like Greg had been talking about before, like now Lagunitas technically is not a craft brewer. If you like over, if somebody owns more than 20%,
there's like a 25 threshold, yeah.
So, like, Lagunitas, are they gonna? It seems like they're just kind of still letting people in. Like, does Firestone count anymore?
Well, it was probably depends on when they were submitted versus when the transaction happened.
But yeah. Even Budweiser had a booth at GABF.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because big beer will win things.
But that's the thing; it's the Great American Beer Festival. Well, it's not the Great American Craft Beer Festival.
You're right.
It's beer.
Man, I just you've given me a whole different way of thinking, Peter Brewer. Yeah. You're right, bro. It's beer.
Todd Lod just reinforced me.
Good job, Todd Lod.
Good job.
All right. Well, we're enjoying this Hammerland.
It's
getting better. JBF Central Coast. Now that we've had some stuff from Central Coast Brewing,
won the pail,
but they have I heard them. Props to the session, their latest episode, because they had an awesome post JBF episode. They talked to a bunch of people that meddled and stuff, and they talked to Central Coast, their brewer there.
That's cool.
And he's only been there like a little over a year. So if you've had something back in the day from Central Coast, you're like, it might be different now because they got a new brewer who was at Firestone previously.
Okay.
So
they're
in SLO, San Luis Obispo, somewhere. I've never been. Have you guys been to Central Coast?
I have not.
I walked by it, but they hadn't opened yet.
Okay. I walked by it.
But they didn't have any gold medals back then.
Yeah, there was no medals. I looked in the window, there was no medal. I was like, no, thank you.
No way.
I'm going to McClintock's.
They got medals.
they have steak medals. Speaking of San Luis Obispo, other beer news, Green Flash
huge news
has made a win for San Luis Obispo on the Central Coast, the Riviera of Fresno, as Mr. Chuck Silva is leaving to start his own brewery in San Luis Obispo called Silva Brewing.
Oh, he's going. They released the name.
Yeah, or he was on the session.
Wow,
props again in the session, and
he dropped it there first.
That's the first I heard him say. He said they're calling it Silva Brewing.
Wow,
I don't know if that's a working title, but
yeah, no, he even posted on Facebook today. Started working at Silva Brewing Company.
Nice,
damn, that's cool.
Central that area, man, it's gonna blow up for us here.
Yeah, making it more and more.
It's a huge enticing. So those that aren't from the central and been to Central California, our coastal, we're in the valley, we're inland in California, but when we go to the coast, if we want to make a short coastal run, we go to the Central Coast. So, and you'll find half the Central Coast is filled with people from Bakersfield and Fresno.
Yeah.
On the weekend,
equidistant.
Yeah. And this is pretty cool for us because you have Firestone, you have Tappet, you have Barrel House, Barrel Works, Slow Brew.
Still hanging in there. Oh, Libertine now.
The Libertine Brews now.
Crashing in two locations.
And now you have Silver Brewing and Central Coast Brewing, medal-winning Central Coast Brewing. So that's fun for us.
Oh, and Pismo Brewing.
Oh, okay.
In Pismo, imagine that.
Oh, yeah. Reggie, I've heard bad things, but since, that was a year ago. So
since it's kind
they might
of,
have a different brewer.
Kind of news, kind of Central Coast. There was another announcement this week. Cambria Beer Company had to change their name.
Okay.
There was a wine company that had copyrights on the Cambria name for anything alcohol related, and they actually took the beer company to court, and so they legally had to change their name. So now Cambria Beer Company is now 927.
Hmm.
927 Beer Company.
Interesting.
Apparently, back in the day when they first got landline telephones, the first three digits were 927. And so whenever you gave out somebody your phone number, you only ever gave them out the last four digits. So you'd be like, oh, what's your phone number? 1247. Because everybody knew it was 927-1247.
Right. From whatever area you were in.
So that's another little brewery that's up in that Central Coast area that does make beer.
Sweet.
Still makes beer.
Have you had that beer?
Yeah. I brought back a growler even for the podcast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I vaguely remember that.
I brought their stout and their IPA.
I mean, had it.
Why are you still talking about it? I've had
that. Uh-oh. What is this you have, Mikey?
Okay. New. I'm kind of dry, so I decided to go get a new beer.
Dang.
That's where you went?
I went to the wrong side.
You could have still opened it with that side.
I think I probably could have, but I didn't.
I love gold!
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I don't know that we've had this series on the show before. Woot Stout, Stone Brewing's collab beer, another Stone Brewing collab beer. Greg, SD Beer Talk, brought this one too.
What?
It's the Drew Curtis, Will Wheaton, and Greg Koch.
Joanne Curtis, what?
Coke.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
This is the one, this year's, the latest Woot Stout. 13% Stone Farkin Wheaton Woot Stout. Let's see.
Looks like we're just going uphill.
Downhill?
We're going big, bro. Periscope's here, man. We got to represent.
3.0.
Maybe.
This Woot Stout's getting quite the praise in the chat room.
Oh, chat says this is good, huh?
Yeah,
hands up.
There's the praise hands this year. Woot, awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Ale McShane still hates Will Wheaton.
7 days I like Will Wheaton, 7 days I don't like him. I don't want to say about him.
Will Wheaton. Quickly, Wheaton. There's no time.
Huh?
Will Wheaton, right?
Don't call the snake, call the rope.
It smells boozy. Wow.
It smells about right to me. Screw you, watch. I'm not standing up right now.
Big old slurp for you, Vinland Farms.
Does Vinland Farms hate your slurps, or does he
hates everything we do.
Vinland Farms probably hates me.
How could he hate you?
It's a love-hate thing. It's just like, that guy.
I love you, man.
God damn it, Bearded Brewer. Here. I hate you, but damn if I don't respect you.
Damn if I don't respect your beard.
So what's going to happen when we finally get to GABF and we find out they play I Love Gold every time they give out the gold medal? Do we get to sue them?
We better. It's ours.
Wow.
The session gets to sue anybody that uses a... grenade and colored as a hop.
What?
So we get to sue anybody that uses a line from a
something
movie
we
that
we stole.
Yeah, something we stole.
We stole that fair and square.
We stole it fair and square, bro. They ain't using it.
You can't use that.
So I do want to incorporate the chat as much as I can.
Okay.
McShane said Shia LaBeouf and Will Wheaton, same guy.
See? That's what I'm saying.
No.
Don't call it a rope. Don't call it a snake.
Will Wheaton's
not
as crazy as Shia LaBeouf. What do you guys think of this, man?
I'm fucking enjoying
it. Stout.
I was waiting for the barrel to kick in, and it didn't, which is freaking weird. How did they get that boozy imperialness without it being barrel aged? Or is it?
I don't think it's.
Let's refer to the bottle.
I don't think it's barrel. I don't think there's any barrel in there.
Oh, it's 13%. Barrel. That's why.
Oh, yeah. No. Boozy is.
Total session beer.
That's a sesh.
This is my kind of session beer.
Brand new woot.
13%. Good Lord, no wonder.
We're having.
I was expecting the barrel, though.
Good time to nat.
I'm surprised it's not. Maybe it's kind of refreshing that it's not a barrel. Another barrel-aged beer. Yet another.
Yeah, kind of down with barrel-aged. I've never been a fan either. Yeah. Anyway, but.
No, I can see how they're overbearing. Yeah. I still like them. Got me a barrel-aged North Coast.
It's easier. It's drinking easier than the percentage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 13 point whatever. That's the same percentage as barrel-aged Midnight Lightning.
Okay. See?
They're copying you guys.
So this is a non-barrel 13%.
Okay, if Will Wheaton wants to come brew a beer with us, and it has to be 13%.
I don't think.
Okay.
I don't think he's contract. I think he's. He can't get away from Stone. He's not allowed to, bro. One before we move away from culture, as far as I'm saying,
yeah.
What do we care that Dogfish Head, 15% sold to some financial partners, Ellen K, that just kind of gives money to people.
See that? That's where I get defensive on things.
What?
So what if it was Duvel that bought 15% of them? You would be upset more so than a financial firm.
Maybe. I think so. See, like, for some reason, financial firms don't bother me as much. When it's beer, big beer.
Well, they have no interest in destructing the company.
Right. Oh. They're not going to. Okay. All right.
Money totally.
Yes.
Likes
they
to
are.
Destroy.
They are going to be like, hey. How about making a little more money? We gave you money. Yeah. But they have no input on what happens.
Right. They're not going
to
say,
beer.
Hey, no. You now have to do a session IPA because that's what's
happening. The full terms.
They're just going to be like, hey, make more money. Well, I don't know how you. I don't care how you do it. Just make more money.
Just fucking do it.
The full terms are 15%, an unknown amount of money because they just expanded. And. They also got a board member
They get a board member.
They got a board member. So they do have it could be the pivotal vote.
Hey, I've been on the Creative Fresno board for 4 years. My vote didn't mean shit.
Yeah.
Nobody listened to me.
Well, if there's two board members, yes. If there's three board members or more,
there's like 12 of us. So right. I'm pretty much was forgotten in the room most of the time.
But. I don't know if you guys saw this too. This is supposed to be paid back, and then the financial firm is supposed to go away in a few years. That was his promise to the craft beer community. This is just a short term loan.
Just a loan. Like I don't have a problem with
it's just a booster. You know,
asking for getting money from somebody because I just don't feel like I know like the money. They just want their money back with a little bit more money.
Interest, yeah.
They're not going to influence what happens at the brewery. They're not going to be down at the tasting room going, it's not the style of beer I'd brew.
I sure wish this was Rebel IPA.
They're not going to.
Hey,
not
you
gonna,
guys had that Rebel IPA? Yeah, that's some good shit.
That's good shit. And they're not going to influence the hops. They're not going to influence how many. Taps they take over somewhere or shelf space, that kind of shit. They're just gonna be like, oh, you guys are making money? Cool.
Yeah. Oh, you're not making money? Well, we'll take that from it.
And that's why I think I don't have the problem when I see just some financial thing giving them money. I don't have as much of a problem, even though I get that, you know, if another beer company is giving you money, that seems like more family kind of like, hey, I get it. You're making beer. We make beer. Here's
you
some
money.
You
make beer? I make beer.
I make beer too. Hey. I give you lots of money. We make money together. Anubian, I don't understand my nigga's money.
That's just my point. It's nowadays, I mean, we should be over the shell shock that breweries are dropping weekly, if not twice a weekly, news on us. This past couple of months has just been bombshells, and yeah. we shouldn't have culture shock anymore.
And culture shock?
And culture shock. But it still seems like people still have the strong separation between foreign breweries in countries they don't know, and financial firms are still in the okay pot, whereas breweries where they do know, and they are huge, and they are not craft beer, quote-unquote, that people are upset by that. And there's still that separation, and that is something that interests me, why that exists. And that's just my opinion.
Yeah. No opinion.
And there's one like last asshole. Culture thing that I want to get to.
All right.
There's another news story that surfaced.
No, no culture for you.
Culture over.
So at some time in the past, Dark Horse was approached. I mean, obviously they had the TV show.
Katy Perry?
But they were approached and they said, there is a reputable band that would like to feature one of your beers in a music video. Yeah. Mm. Would you guys consider that?
Oh yeah.
And it was Nickelback.
And what did Dark Horse say to this?
Dark Horse politely said no.
Politely?
Because they fully thought that nobody in Nickelback drinks their beer. And even though it would be an insane amount of exposure, they still had some dignity to say no.
See, craft beer person, you can say no. It says you can say no to money.
So
it's allowed.
So would you stop drinking Dark Horse if you knew that they were in a Nickelback video? Huh, Mikey? Huh?
If I knew
instantly.
That.
Instantly.
Yeah, if I knew that they said, like, yeah, that's cool, then yeah, I would stop drinking Dark Horse.
Look at this photograph.
Look at this beer in my glass.
As I'm drinking this safety meeting. Smells like safety a safety meeting.
That's one of their beers, Nick.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, you totally did.
Totally. So McShane's wondering, is this the next progression in craft beer investments?
Yeah, it's not going to stop.
Well, I don't think we know where we're at. I don't think craft beer has ever been to this point in its life.
No, it hasn't.
And it's so crazy right now with people leaving and breweries selling out and breweries half selling out and master brewers leaving for no reason. Where, you know, like Knee Deep's Jeremy
Warren. That never has been completely explained.
It's like, what the hell is going on? Like, we've never experienced this before, so we don't know what the hell is going on. Greg from SD Beer Talk calls Nickelback the they are to music what Budweiser is to craft beer.
They are to rock what Budweiser, yeah.
Just catching up on the chat room.
I will say that there's a lot more huge public figures that have done stuff recently. That's why I said bombshells earlier.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, Society was started by two guys.
Society.
I mean, their brewers, like, history was the brewery and Russian River, and they're doing fucking Society. So that exists everywhere. But they're just not as well known as Chuck fucking Silva yet.
Right.
Chuck fucking Silva.
That was to be, I don't know, maybe because it happened before we were who we are in craft beer, I guess. It was okay. It was, oh yeah, you break off from a brewery and start your own brewery. That's the progression. But now we're seeing, like, retirements happening. And,
yeah.
And it's just like, what the what?
Well, we are in that generation where people are in their late 50s and they kind of start wondering what they're going to do with the rest of their life.
These breweries have had 25th and 30th anniversaries. Yes. And
That is a very true
I'm not
thing.
Saying it shouldn't be happening.
You're
I'm
saying,
just saying
King Grossman is waiting for somebody to buy him out.
Well, that's the thing. Ken
no, I
has
think
the
he's
going to
be there till the day he
yeah.
dies.
But he has the exception
Nobody's
because his son,
yeah.
his son runs the new brewery
oh,
Midwest.
Does he? Okay.
So obviously the son will be there.
Right.
All these other guys.
So he's got
really
somebody
yeah.
he loves and trusts to pass it on to.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a Lagunitas dude didn't have anybody. So he's like, I don't have anybody to pass this to. I got to sell it.
Yeah. And that's what I even heard people go as far to say, Stone will never sell out while Greg is alive.
Right.
And Greg's 51, which
right.
he doesn't look 51, but he actually is mm-hmm. 51. So, I mean, say he lives
his beard's underage.
Say he lives another 40 years, but what happens on that 41st year when Greg's no longer there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hate to, you know, I know I've brought this up once before. I hate to do it again, but it's like Apple, you know, Steve Jobs, now that he's gone, look what's happening. Like, there's Apple still surviving. They're not quite as sharp as they used to be. But, yeah, these companies are still going
to
go on.
Don't tell that to Bearded Brewer. He's wearing an Apple Watch
with
while watching
iPhone
his brand new 6S.
Yeah. Things aren't as crisp and clear as they used to be when Jobs was there. But they're still surviving somehow.
Right.
I will agree with the statement. I mean, not to go on an Apple rant, but
right.
he did say...
Apple rant.
He did put... groundwork that said things should be simple, things should work, and things should be high quality. He did have those measures. And yeah. since he's been gone, they've kind of, you know, he was just like, nobody needs a stylus. And now they've come out with a stylus. Nobody needs an iPhone bigger than 4 inches. And they've done that. So, I mean, they've gone against what he's done,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but he's still deeply imprinted in Apple that I don't think they could ever get away from that. And
yeah, but they got to be careful not to slowly degrade from that. In 10 years, you look like they did back in the 80s. You're playing Oregon Trail on your new iPhone 16S.
Hell yeah, bruh. I just want to go back to the days where I would upload the 56K.
McShane says a pencil. A fucking pencil, man.
Apple pencil. Fucking... Sorry, it's not a stylus.
Got an Apple pencil. All right, was there any more culture, gentlemen?
I think we covered it.
All right.
No.
No?
How dare you?
There's more culture.
Fresno culture.
Cut the brother off.
Fresno culture.
Local culture. What are you?
Okay. Are we not in local culture? Is that a different
no,
segment?
It should
Did
be.
You guys have a meeting with
that should
me?
Be a different podcast, but we don't have should time be. To do that.
The
there should be
famous,
the Perfect
right?
Pour. There should be a Fresno beer podcast.
There should be.
I have like all kinds of ideas, but unfortunately time don't work out.
After this Woot Stout, this podcast is going long.
Yeah.
We're going long.
Coming after you, Greg. Two
Honey,
hours.
Honey, I'm going long.
Ooh, good That's point, Todd.
All right.
What do you get when you cross pita kebab with House of Pendragon?
Lots of beer.
Hopefully something really fucking cool for downtown Fresno.
Ooh. Pita Dragon?
Pita
are
Dragon.
We, are we allowed to trout to talk about this?
They
oh, no,
we
they are,
released
huh?
it today? Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So there
it's
was
public knowledge.
As touted on Flowing with Famous, there's a creative what is it? It's a competition,
it's a,
right?
It's a yeah, we talked about it.
It's
Josh
a come
knows
up with,
more, but it's a
come up with something cool that you'd like
to
see downtown. Yeah, it is a downtown Fresno partnership.
In partnership, and they're like, there's a competition. Come
put
up
together
with
a great idea that downtown is missing.
And
what are we lacking in downtown? Come
whoever,
up with it. If you win,
wins,
we'll make it.
They're going to help it.
Help make it.
Help it make it happen. And there's two finalists, and I don't know what the other finalist is, but the one finalist is the one that we give a lot of shits about. House of Pendragon.
Uh-huh.
We've been there. We've done a show from there. Tommy's been in here a couple times. Amazing beer. Muy excelente beer. And pita kebab. Visalia's maybe the probably the Valley's
Shafiq.
Best craft beer bar since before
The place with the other
new
thing.
Place with the other thing in the Tower District.
Goldstein's?
Goldstein's, at least. I don't know. I haven't been to Pita Kebab
They're
yet,
different,
so.
Though. Pita Kebab's is probably one of the first gastropubs.
Okay.
In the, especially in the South Valley.
So you have this, Beer Geeks running a place in Visalia.
Yeah.
You have an amazing brewer locally.
Clubs.
want to open up.
It's still Flovis.
He's anyways. On the Flovis line.
Want to open up a place downtown, which is a literally a stone's throw away from Tioga Sequoia Bring Beer it. Garden. And going up against somebody. So we got to support this. And whatever we can do from the Perfect Board community to help make this happen,
yeah.
we got to help out. So I'll put some links in the show notes, hopefully. Yeah.
So look for Downtown Fresno Partnership /blog. Uh-huh. And that's where you vote, I believe.
Yeah. And we got to make this happen. Maybe we can get Tommy on here if there's time for it. But
yeah.
To have that kind of synergy around the Tioga's Beer Garden, to be able to just go back and forth from a House of Pendragon / Pita Kebab bar restaurant to Tioga to Peeves, that kind of triangle would be pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. So. Triangulate the signal.
There you go.
No, it's what we need. It's I have travelers weekly and people at hotels, and they're just like, I plopped in the downtown because it all these other places I go, downtown's where it's happening.
So yeah, you just assume to get a hotel downtown.
Yeah, and so they do, and I'm like, well, there's Peeves, there's us, you know, and there's Joe's, and then if you add this pita kebab thing, there and Club One, there's actually, that is a night.
Right.
That is a night.
Especially if you like the poker.
Mm-hmm. In the front, liquor in the back.
Actual poker, the game, card games. We have a 24-hour casino downtown.
All right.
It's a card room anyway. Card Excellent. Room and horse racing betting.
Excellent steak it could sandwiches.
Be Fresno's only casino shortly.
Oh. Well, yeah. The
500's license and gamble.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about Chick Chansey's. It looks like they're probably never going to come back.
They're probably never going to come back. But anyways.
All right. Voicemails.
What?
Wait, unless there's something else, Nick?
Oh, no.
Yeah. That was it.
All right. Voicemails. We like for you, the listener of the Perfect Board, to call us, give us content and stuff to talk about. It is highly appreciated. We have cultivated this through the past 3 years. And
Wait, 3 years?
Well, we're close.
Fuck it, I quit.
November will be 3, yeah.
So we're getting there. I'm out. See you bitches later. I said 3 years and I'm out. And it pleases me that we just regularly have voicemails. It's not that easy to do. We don't have a giant listenership as we should, damn it. But we have a nice, good, solid listenership that participates.
Where's the money, Lebowski?
This on the day, podcast day, I highly appreciate that. I've been listening to podcasts. Stuff on Blab all day long for the National Podcast or International Podcast Day. So I'm a huge podcast geek. So I appreciate the voicemails. Not very many podcasts have that kind of voicemail feedback that we get. So it's highly appreciated. 559-492-0542. You can call and leave us stuff like this.
Perfect Pour is diamond. What's up, guys?
What's up, Diamond?
Just got to say, I went to one of my local other liquor stores I haven't been to in a while, and they had a plethora of California beer. So I picked up some Mission IPA.
Yeah, Shipwreck.
Also,
it was that good.
Mad River?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Steelhead Extra IPA.
Yeah.
And also, I picked up some of that Oscar Blues IPA that you guys are talking about. It was amazing.
Oh, yeah. See? What's going on with that beer?
Little tipsy.
Nice.
Okay. I'm drunk. just got done doing the final tubing of the year here over in Michigan. Tubing.
So what you doing on the river, Nick?
Had a couple beers. Had a gumball head from Three Floyd.
Ooh, nice beer.
From Three Floyd.
Nice beer.
Also had some narwhal. I found it in 2014.
Ooh, 2014.
As well.
I'm here. I'm listening.
You had me at 2014 narwhal.
Shit.
You gotta have your own tapped open when you call.
Coconut beer.
Really the Maui coconut? Saw it at Fig Tree Liquor tonight.
Let's once I find the can that's so out in my cooler, if I go back out and clean it out, I'll let you know.
All right.
But cheers, and love the podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Later.
Thank you, Diamond.
Diamond.
We've got more voicemails.
What?
What? Huh?
Hey, guys. Paul and Fairfax.
Paul and Fairfax.
I'm currently drinking a dry hop Berliner Weiss from the Keller.
What?
That weighs in at 2.8% alcohol.
That exists?
2.8?
What? More people need to be brewing beers like this. You could just drink this all day long.
Yeah.
The only problem is
because it's 2.8.
People need to brew beers like this and make them reasonably affordable.
Yeah, this is true.
Like, take Green Flash, for example. If they can sell their four packs of 9% beer for $10 or $11.99, and then their like mid-range IPAs for $9.99, then by that same logic, their session IPAs should be, what, like $6.99, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess in a dreamer's world, that would be true. Anyway, I just wanted to point something out that with all the sellouts and buyouts going on lately, something that kind of went under the radar a little bit was something that happened earlier in the summer. Odell Brewing out of Fort Collins, Colorado, just recently did a employee-owned thing, kind of like Ben & Jerry's or New Belgium. And I'm going to read this little quote right here from them. It says, "The craft beer industry is changing dramatically, and we have seen several of our friends and neighbors selling their companies, in whole or part, to major brewers and private equity firms. While these options are more lucrative than the ones we chose, we believe that the people who built OVC are the best ones to lead us successfully into the future." And that's such a beautiful thing.
Yes.
You know, because if you're lucky enough to do what you love for a living, i.e. brewing beer, and then you become extremely successful, it seems only right that you should pay back the employees and the community that made you great to begin with. Mikey, I just wanted to mention that, it's become abundantly clear that producer Becky is from Marin. And as a testament to that, I sent you guys a goofy little song.
I got it.
Via email. It's only like a minute and a half long, so it should be pretty painless. I think that's it for now, so keep rocking it out, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Paul. I did get that song. It was like a little Marin song, and I played it for Becky. I did play it for producer Becky, and she's like, "Yes, I got all the references."
Oh my god!
All these little Marin references. She enjoyed it. I appreciate that. Thank you, Paul. More voicemails. 559-492-0542.
Perfect board, Diamond.
Oh, Diamond's back.
Hey, I was going through my phone, and apparently I called you on Sunday, and I know for a fact that I don't remember calling.
Oh, no.
I will surely be entertained myself by my drunken self who called in.
Yeah.
So I hope I didn't offend anybody, and cheers.
No, unfortunately.
Talk to you guys later.
Cheers, Diamond. No, you're totally pleasant. You just forgot some beers you drank. This is all.
That is all.
You did pretty good otherwise.
Yeah, you did awesome. I wouldn't, yeah.
Did you skip one?
No. I'm trying to play a dramatic podcast guy.
Okay.
Build the suspense.
Yep. I saw that. I was like, we can't leave a voicemail unheard.
Maybe that was for Dorktown. Or maybe, what are we missing this week? What's missing?
What is missing?
There's something missing from voicemails.
Hey guys, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Driving! Here's what we do. Yeah! And I got a flip flop on you. I actually am gonna be at the Tower Oktoberfest. What is this time? True story. My lady gave me permission to do it.
Uh-oh.
Well, actually, she said she didn't need to see me that weekend, since she was
It was like, I don't want to see you this weekend.
There is such thing as too much Scotty B.
No.
Sorry. You can't have two weekends in a row. You'll puke. You might puke, but just what? It'd be just two. It'd be Scotty B overdose. So you get to have me. Isn't that great? Thank you. I'm actually going to be there.
Yes. Yes.
So live for me. I'm going to be there.
All right.
Scotty B's
The German Scotty B booth.
Beer. Isn't that great? I'm not even German. Yeah? Yeah, I tasted it. It's pretty good. You like bananas. Hefeweizen taste. Yeah? Put his bananas in your mouth.
Nick is not doing
that. The U.S. Good, guys. I'm driving.
Scotty B. Scotty B and some guy in the car.
I have no idea what just happened.
I think it was his coworker from the other week.
It wasn't Dave?
I want Scotty B to make a beer called Too Much Scotty B.
Too Much Scotty B. I need Scotty B to have a booth now.
Yes. He should have his own booth.
Scotty B booth.
Hey, guys, come try my beer.
Hey, guys.
No, no beer. Just him.
I'm brewing.
Anybody want to take a selfie with me? I'm Scotty B.
I'm Scotty
B. He will taste your beer and rate it right there in front of you. That you bring him your beer, and Scotty B will taste
it. I don't like it.
And it, if he spits in
I
your
face.
I give
him money for that.
Yeah.
If I brew beer. Like, I want Scotty B to rate my beer.
And then he'll sign your boobs.
Yeah, then he'll sign your,
Scotty
whatever
B
you got.
Advice, 10 cents.
Oh, Scotty's advice.
Yes.
Oh, and beer advice and beer ratings.
Oh my gosh! So Tower Beer Fest,
yeah, October 4th.
Scotty B is going to be there.
Scotty B,
I'm not going to be there.
That's worth $35 alone.
I'm going to be in the San Diego.
Oh, you
asshole!
So that's right. Saturday, I'm in San Diego, basically for 24 hours.
He's going to jump, is what he's going to do.
So hook it up. Yeah, I'm like. Guys,
he's gonna be running with the devil.
I'm staying,
if you know what I mean.
I believe it's burning with the devil.
I'm gonna see Van Halen at Hollywood Bowl in Hollywood on Friday, and Saturday I'm gonna be in San Diego. So I'm trying to push for to be in the North Park area, fall brewing, like Greg was talking about last week. I hear SD Beer Talk about them. And our buddies at 3BZine talk about the North Park area. So I'm pushing. I'm going to be with Bells and a friend Derek. And
fall brewing.
When are you leaving?
I'm leaving on Friday morning.
Okay, So I'm going to drop off my three Society Growlers with you tomorrow. All right. And if you don't
see something happens with them,
don't return if they're not filled.
Yeah, you can't come back if they're not filled.
Steel Jade. Anyways, yes, fill up my Society Growlers.
Toddalad says Scotty B needs a golf cart so he could drive around the Tower Beer Festival.
You don't know how small the Tower Beer Festival is, Toddalad. You don't need a golf cart.
My last Van Halen joke is, I'm going to laugh if you go down to see Van Halen and you wake up in Cabo with Sammy.
It might happen.
Yeah.
Wow. It might happen.
Who is the lead singer on this? On this
Dave,
venture.
It's Dave.
It's Dave.
It's Dave, man.
Hey, man.
That's who it is, you. You'll get some leg tonight for sure.
They're doing
I brought my pencil.
Give me something to write on, you son of a bitch.
I don't think that's how it goes.
Oh, it's not? Oh, okay.
Outtake.
That was voicemails. 559-492-0542. Being caught drinking. Any interesting beers have you guys had in the past week of being a craft beer aficionado?
Well, I had a beer.
All right. Oh. Moving on.
Moving on. We went back to Rocket Dog.
Yeah.
Rocket Dog. I'm going to do their thing.
That's only a stone's throw for you.
Rocket Dog. Hit the 41, get off on the 22s, take the 75.
Get up in the 41.
Oh, my God.
And then I went west down the shore.
I hear Mikey, but I don't see Mikey. Could that be the fridge mic?
In the fridge mic, bro.
Fridge mic is on.
Fridge mic is hot. It's rolling.
We did have some 904s. What do you get when you add 99 plus 805?
I ignored that.
You get a 904. Beer blend. Untappd will not let you add beer blends to their check-ins. Sons of bitches. Lame. We had Wahoos on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And Situation Beer.
Oh.
What do you do when the tap includes Lagunitas?
Situation Beer is interesting.
805, Golden 99, and Dos Equis.
You get the Mount Whitney bottle in the cooler next time.
Not when a pitcher's $8 and that bottle's $6.
No, $8 pitcher.
I love gold!
Yeah.
Sorry, bro.
Too soon. Too soon.
So we had some 904s.
904s.
Rocket Dog had a Carl Strauss red trolley.
Ooh, red trolley is actually really good.
It is actually really good, especially with a nice German bratwurst.
You know, red trolley is just throwing in big time.
You've been brats and kraut?
Oh, I did.
Kelly's not even here.
Kelly's not even, but she's making sure Fresno is sprinkled with Carl Strauss fairy dust.
I don't think it's a coincidence that Kelly starts working for Carl Strauss, even though she's their L.A. rep, downtown L.A. rep.
Suddenly,
and all of a sudden, Carl Strauss is all over Fresno.
And the guy at Rocket Dog said that was the number two seller behind 805.
Hmm.
Sad
face. God.
Yeah.
Fucking 805.
I know.
I mean, I love you, Farso, but Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
It's the ultimate bro beer.
Jesus Christ.
Have you ever had you're in the craft beer? Yeah, yeah. I got a beer podcast. Podcast? Oh. Have you ever had that 805? Yeah.
Oh my God, it's the same every time I have it.
No matter 805 brewery is amazing.
They're amazing. I've been to that 805 brewery over there on the coast. Yeah, yeah, I've been there too.
In Paso Robles? No, I think it's in like Grover Beach.
No, I think it's like San Francisco or something, man. I don't know. That's good beer. You gotta try it.
So then we stumbled over to Eureka Burger from Wahoo's. Had some Calm Before the Storm on tap.
Ooh, on the tap. Any different on tap?
Better, I think.
Oh, you think it's better?
I think it was better.
Hmm. You say they are.
I will say it's better on tap. I also had that on tap. But not
at It's Eureka. A weird freaking beer, man.
I love it.
It's
weird.
Another Stosachicity project from Stone Brewing.
The Stone.
Quadro Tretsecale.
Yeah.
Yeah. You remember that one?
Yep, dude.
Definitely had it. I think that was a milk stout. I'd have to turn off my Periscope to find out.
No, you can't do that.
And so... there was an interesting article, I think, from Paste Magazine where they blindfolded the head brewer.
I was trying to come up with some sort of beer article.
They blindfolded the head brewer from Great Divide and gave him 40 different Trader Joe beers to see which one he would pick number one.
Yeah.
And so number one was the Mission Street Pale Ale. And I was like,
oh, come on.
Yeah, that was the number one beer out of 40.
Oh, come on.
So they spent
Mission Street's was their house one.
They spent $29 for 40 beers from Trader Joe's. So if anybody's looking for a budget beer.
So wait, did he have 40 tasters in one sitting?
Yeah.
Like one session?
Yeah. So he did the...
His palates, and there's no way.
I don't know. He's a professional.
Mission.
This is a professional here.
Right. And he picked their beer. Come on.
Out of also the Joseph Brow and the oatmeal stout that they have, all those beers, he pretty much ripped them all apart until he got to the last three. And he's like, yeah, I'd actually buy this again. And so the pale ale
was number
one. It
actually is a decent pale.
Yeah. So I went and got some of that. I was like, I got to see what he's tasting.
Right.
For $6, I could sacrifice some pesos.
I still like those mystery.
Oh, the mystery six packs.
Six packs. Yeah. We've only done one of those on the show.
Mm-hmm. We should do another one.
Yeah. Those are fun. They're fun. They're fun, guys. Anything else? Did you have anything else?
Oh, just a gratis smoked porter from SD Beer Talk.
Gratis smoked porter. SDBeerTalk.com. Beer Brewer.
Yes.
Are you able to give us what you drank this week without looking at your Untapped? Because you're on the Periscope. You cannot leave it.
I looked at it before this, but I can't remember all the beers I've had just because it was a heavy drinking week. My stomach was not giving me too much crap, so drinking happened. And as you guys know, if Untapped's not out, you don't remember.
Yeah,
but the things I do remember, I picked up a Tokyo Black from Spokeasy.
Nice.
I had a
Spoke had that, huh?
Yeah, I drank a smoked porter, which was a donation from SD
Beer Talk. Smoked porter, what?
Stone.
Oh, okay.
Like the case.
Oh yes, our case. I mean, never mind.
Totally.
I finished off my last Hop Diggity from Mother Earth. I was doing a little Tioga tour. So I had a Firefall, a Rush Hour, and a Cucumber out in public. And those were all Publix? Very beautiful.
Away from your beer garden, you were having this.
I went to Yard House last night for late night happy hour. Hey. I actually had vegetarian chicken nachos.
Lady?
So, vegetarian chicken nachos?
Yeah. What
the hell does that mean?
Wait a minute.
Yeah. One of these things is not like the other. So,
thanks, Dave.
The vegetarian chicken, it looks like chicken. It tastes a hell of a lot better than tofu, but it's still not chicken.
Okay.
But when you put it with nachos, you can
James
get through it.
James says gross. Right.
Is there protein?
So, in order for me to be able to enjoy said nachos, I had to have an Alpine Duet. And that made
yes.
it worth it.
Ugh. Only place in town we can get Alpine is that Yard House.
Damn it.
That duet is solid. So tasty. What the hell? Stop laughing at stuff in chat.
Shut up, Jason. Oh, man. Mikey's left out.
Is he making fun of me?
No, yes. They're making fun of Matt.
Yeah. okay. I had a...
That's fine.
When you go to Strummer's, typically they have Drake's, so I had a 1500. And I sipped on some Eric's Ale from, is that Goldstein's? That's a new Belgian
beer. You sipped on it, huh?
Yeah. Well, somebody's like, see if you like this. I was like, oh, I do. I'm going to try it again.
And then all of a sudden they didn't have a beer.
Take this away from me. So there is a distributor in town.
Who?
For Carl Strauss, Kern River, the other K.
Okay, now we're figuring out this. Are you figuring out this mystery of how has Kern River been popping up in Fresno?
So there is a distributor, and I think they're the one that also does Mike Hess, and there's a couple other foreign ones. I can't remember the name of it, but his name's not Paul. He used to do Eureka Burger, and he was at
Philip.
Yeah, so Phil works for the distributor that has Carl Strauss.
Mm.
Yeah, so it is a thing. It's legal, it's legitimate, it's going to start popping up. But I fully expect Kern to do the usual new town thing where it's on draft, it's going to disappear for a month, and then it'll come back. So I've been at Goldstein's three different times, and they've had just outstanding on draft. So I've been hitting it every time I get there just because I'm like, there's going to be a just outstanding shortage before it comes back.
I want to make sure I'm responsible for the said shortage.
So I was on my birthday on Friday. I was at Goldstein's. I had a just outstanding, and they preview the beer they put on draft. They said this was the only 5-gallon in Fresno, and they put on a 5-gallon of Dirty Hippie from Kern River, the Imperial Red. And it was fucking beautiful. First pour on the keg, murky as all hell, loved it. And while I was at Goldstein's, I opened my birthday beer. I purchased a beer 2 years ago. I've been cellaring it, and I finally opened it, and it was a 2013 PNC from Firestone. It was the Imperial Buckwheat aged in tequila barrels, and it was the best beer that I've saved and I enjoyed ever.
Yay!
That's what I've been caught drinking.
Well, what I've been caught drinking this week, I've been...
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Oscar Blues IPA, the Blue Dream... Everyone's been going crazy about it, and then last week I was kind of like, man, I'm maybe not really getting it as much. So I'd always been wanting to try the Pinner throwback, the throwback IPA.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Hadn't tried it. I'm like, well, let's try that Pinner now that the Blue Dream. I got a six-pack at Fig Tree. Man, I'm liking it.
Wow, you like better. Pinner.
Yep.
Damn.
Pinner's a good beer. I've had it on draft a few times.
Oh, looky here.
Little do you know.
If it wasn't enough.
I love gold!
That's what's on tap now, is the Pinner. Oh, shit. There we go. I became heard the Jason's, Periscope.
Really?
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 Really? Is that a big deal?
I guess Big Game Jay's not a fan.
He's not a fan of the Pinner.
Shush, Big Game. You shush. Shush Let's your say, face.
Have you had this yet, Nick?
No, I actually haven't.
Good,
I've
good.
Been avoiding it because I thought it was a session. But it's a real IPA, huh?
I don't know why it's called a throwback.
Cans. Indefinitely recyclable. Here we go.
Yeah, let's see. Nick's the only one that hasn't had it before, so it's the only one I'm interested in.
Light grassy notes.
Oh, I'm picking up grassy notes.
I'm picking up squeaky notes.
My glass is making noises of ester.
That's pretty much the only really interesting beer I've had. I've had some Tioga. I mean, stuff new anyway. I've stole a couple Twisted Manzaninas from the fridge for myself. So
oh, did you?
So sorry, Perfect Pour guys.
Damn it!
Stole some beer from you.
Cheater.
Greg kind of told me that. He was just like, you know, I left beer there for you guys to take home. You didn't have to leave it at the podcast. And I was like, well, chances are we kind of just want to share it there. Well, that's just a thing.
Some good tailgaters.
But I was just more than happy to take some smoked porter home.
I've had it. Looking out for some beers we're looking out for right now. I want to let you guys go because there's one I was going to put in there that I'm not particularly looking out for, but you guys might have and you're looking out for. So, Nick,
I don't have anything.
What are you looking out? Are you looking for anything right now?
I some actually want to try this year's winner, which was the Surly IPA. I can't remember the name of it because my...
The Surly Brewing.
Surly
they,
Brewing.
That
they won
the IPA,
the IPA
for
category.
The Gabbeth?
Yeah, the Gabbeth. Gold.
Gabbeth Gold. I love gold. Surly. So that's the one we got to try now, huh?
That's the one we got to try now.
Where is Surly? I mean, I know that brewer, but where the hell is it?
No, man. Now you're making me regret not being prepared.
Someplace not
this.
In California. It's not a California brewer, right?
No, no. It's like an Midwest or East Coast.
Yeah, what's going on? That Gabbeth. I don't trust Gabbeth. Sorry.
You don't?
Don't trust it. Don't trust it.
And, of course, we're heading to the coast in 2 weeks, so I'm going to look for some Parabola.
Parabola.
And
is
some
that
Velvet
Parabola
Merkin.
Season in a couple weeks?
No, but they usually have leftovers. They have so many just random liquor stores that have great Firestone Walker beers.
Right.
It's ridiculous. It's like every day over there.
Yeah.
So
they're like, take this Firestone out of here.
Yeah. You walk in, they're like, oh, that's been sitting here for weeks.
Weeks. Get it out of there.
Get it out of here. What is... Oh, I'm reading, and I'm not talking, and this is bad for podcasting. I'm on Surly's website, and they're not telling me what I want to know.
They refuse to tell you any information.
Yes.
Is chat not saying anything?
Well,
now one's paying attention to chat.
I had to shut down my... my Periscope took. Because
I'm
go
thinking chat would have told us where the hell Surly is. The one time we
were like, you idiots.
Periscope. You idiots.
You dumb
shits.
See,
Matt's out now. He's like,
I'm
not
relaxing,
paying attention.
Man.
I'm trying to relax.
He's pulling a Chewy
you
on
you can't
us.
Relax until this podcast's over, man. Listen to me. I can't even make it through this.
Wow. Oh, the best of GABF Beast Magazine.
Was that all you're looking out for, Nick?
So... overall best IPA, Todd the Axeman from Surly Brewing is the...
I like that name.
Oh, so here's the other Society beer, the Harris, the Czech Pils from Society. That was the other one that won gold. Now I find this article. Parabola, once again, best Imperial Russian Stout. What else? You ever heard of Three Weavers Brewing?
No.
Okay. Three Beavers?
How about Cigar Sitting?
Three Beavers.
Cigar City. Lorem Ipsum.
Ipsum? Barely Nipsum.
Barely even knew her. So, yeah. Let's do that.
All right. Beer Brewer, you don't have anything you're looking out for, huh?
Fuck no.
I look out for nothing.
He had it all last weekend.
Yep. We had it all last weekend. Well, there's something both of you guys should look out for. Nah. I'm not looking out for this one.
You are not looking
this out. This is not playing to my wheelhouse at all, except for the brewer. Modern Times Devil's Touch. It is a 11% stout.
Holy shit.
Aged in mezcal barrels.
What?
It's smoky. It's stouty. I don't want it. I don't want any part. The first Modern Times beer, I'm like, I can take a pass on this. But you guys should be looking out for this Devil's Touch.
Hell all right. Fucking yeah.
So it sounds like the kind of thing you guys being into.
Does Mila Kunis have anything to do with it?
If she does, then I'm way into it.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Most beautiful creature around. Guinness has a nitro IPA.
Oh, no, no, no.
Should we have this? Is of this course. Okay?
No, we must. As
it's a nitro IPA in a can.
Out of due diligence.
So they've got the little doohickey in the can, I assume.
The widget.
I've never been impressed by a nitro IPA because it takes down a lot of shit that the IPA is good for. But I don't know. I'm interested. I would like to have one of those cans.
It's SD just Beer Talk says yes for research.
For research. There you go. Exactly.
I agree.
I would agree with this as well. Ninkasi's Slayer, the Imperial Pumpkin is coming out there.
Yeah.
Floating out there. I don't know if the... See, now this is a pumpkin beer that it's barrel aged. Does that make it more interesting to you, Bitter Brewer? I know Nick would like to have it regardless, but Bitter Brewer, not a punk, hates pumpkin beers. But now, what if it's barrel aged?
Meh.
Damn.
It gives it a meh. That's kind of like okay from him as far as a pumpkin beer.
Somebody would probably pour it to me before they told me what it was. And once they told me what it was, I'd be like, meh.
You'd be like, oh my God, this is a great beer. Did you know it's a pumpkin beer? Meh.
Meh.
Don't care. And the newest Enjoy Buy from Stone is 10/31/15, Halloween. So
I'll take it.
Over it.
I haven't had it in last few ones I have not had.
So. I'd sacrifice that for a pumpkin beer.
I don't know what's going on with them. Time for cheers, brothers and sisters of podcasting. I would like to give cheers to Brandon Zeman on Twitter.
What was that?
I don't know. Okay. Todd Allad, and all but Macely. I just said Macely. I don't know what that is. To everyone on our page, all our patrons, patreon.com/perfectwar, or go to perfectwarpod.com and look for some links to the Patreon, or in our show notes, look for links to the Patreon. What the hell that is how you can support our little indie podcast here on this podcast day. The last event on podcast day is us, as far as I say.
Yes.
This live event. And if you go to Patreon, you can donate $5 a month or more. Some of you awesome people have done. And you can hear the amazing train wreck that was this podcast. It may not sound as much to you, podcast listener, but yes. to the people... On the fucking thing that's going right now.
Yeah. The Periscope.
The Periscope. Thank you. I forget names once I've had beer. Oh, man. Know how terrible this episode has gone for us here in the studio.
They've got to see it all firsthand.
Yeah. So you can see how terrible we are if you donate $5 to us a month. So cheers to everyone that talks about us. To other people that does any little thing you can do to help the podcast out. It's really appreciated. I see it and I appreciate it. We all appreciate it. Thank you. Any cheers do you guys have?
The only one I have is Flowing with Famous. They've been.
What about them?
They gave me some props on Twitter. I'm okay wow. with that.
We do like the Tioga. Josh is a big Tioga supporter.
No, the Bearded beer Brewer. Store.
Bearded Brewer?
Bearded Brewer got some Flowing with Famous.
Oh,
love.
Did he?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Wow.
So,
I don't remember that.
God damn it. That's it. Well, screw you. I take it back.
Damn it. No, for the so the Josh. You give cheers to Josh then. Not the Flowing with Famous.
No, it was it's in Twitter said Flowing with Famous likes your post and whatnot. That's going to that.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, whatever.
We love Flowing with Famous officially loves Tioga. Nick.
Hello.
Cheers.
Cheers to Who's Craft for throwing some love our way. She was sharing our page on the Facebook.
The Facebooks.
Jason Mendez. Cheers to Garage Door Brewing. Steve and Zach. We were drinking. It was fun.
Oh, isn't it always?
It is.
At least fun for a little while. I mean, there's always ramifications, but beer drinking is... it's always fun for at least a frame point, some point in the night. It's always fun.
There's ups and downs.
Yeah.
And at one point, there's nothing but down.
Yeah. Yeah. But there's never not a point where it's fun.
You got to catch it just before the down.
Yeah.
And then,
oh, man. God, I love craft beer drinking.
Yeah.
Damn it. I can't wait to retire.
I can just do it. Drink all day long.
Fucking time.
Cheers to Scotty B. He was curating the homebrew competition for the Big Fresno Fair that's coming up.
Big Fresno Fair, big times are back.
Wow, did not see that coming. That was totally unplanned.
Yep.
So I can't wait to see what won gold at the Fresno Fair.
Gold! I know. Gold. Oh, I do. I was thinking about that the other day, too. I was like, God. Scotty B better win that fucking gold on the fair.
He's like, yep, I won. Who damn won? It. I won.
But tune in later. A couple weeks, we'll find out if Scotty B won, medaled at the Fresno Fair for his beer.
What are the chances do you think he recognized his own beer?
I know. Oh,
he's
shit.
Like, I recognize this beer.
He's like, oh, this is mine.
This is mine.
This is one that I wouldn't have done this.
10 points.
10 points. This guy's a badass.
This is a bad motherfucker.
All right. Well, as we go, one more.
Oh, you jizzed all over the microphone. You got jizz all over the doily.
I love gold.
One more new beer. Bearded Brewer brought this over from McKellar.
Mikeller.
Did you get this from Beer of the People?
Because
I've had one of these from Beer of the People.
I think it came from the fort.
It's
the
right
fort.
There.
It's right above you.
Yep. Simcoe IPA from Mikeller.
It's from the
Simcoe.
Fort, and that was a donation from Zach from Tioga Sequoia.
Simcoe, bro. Do you even Simcoe?
Going around the table. Mm-hmm. Let's enjoy this as we reflect on podcast day. Cheers to podcast day. I love podcasting. I love beer.
Cheers to all our Periscopers for hanging with
cheers
us.
Cheers to all our Periscopers. Yeah, it has been a marathon. Everyone that's been in the chat for Periscope, big cheers to that. Cheers to our other podcasts, our other podcast brothers in the Dorktown Network, Dorktown Podcast, the Get Off My Podcast.
Yeah.
You like Harrison Ford? Like movies? Get that in there. Get off my podcast. You like Dorkness? Dorktown.
Mm-hmm.
If you like Fresno and local, Flowing with Famous.
Lovely.
And if you like beer, here we are. Thank you for listening, as always, to the perfect pod.com. Sunburns, do stuff.
Get us the fuck out of here.
Get us out of here. That was fucking rougher than expected.
Uh-oh. I think our phone shut down.
Uh-oh. And the battery might have died.